Hi, welcome to some great ideas to help you get through week two of The Fringe. It's interesting how there's quite a few new shows that have just arrived on the scene, and it's brilliant to see them inject energy into all of the shenanigans going on in the Royal Mile as they try to get people to come and discover their shows. And arguably it's a really good time to arrive because, you know, the people are still here in their droves and everything's up and running and you arrive with full energy. So it's quite interesting to think, if you are considering taking your work to a festival, perhaps you don't want to do the full run, you just want to do a week, and to really think about the pros and cons of when you arrive. Now, one of the shows that have been like taking my mind is the food or drink shows. There's so many. How about this? Choking to death on a currant bun. That's at Northbridge, August the 3rd to the 25th. It's like Dylan Thomas without the nice bits. Mr. Brown Presents unveils its debut Fringe show, all about the sordid private lives of a small town. Sounds really fascinating, that one. But The Dip, August the 3rd to 25th, that's at Surgeons Hall. How about we go back to mine and Baba Ganoush? Meet Al, he means well. Eats his greens and sometimes smokes them too. It's a bit of a double meaning there on getting all your green vitality. Red Peppers, that's on just this week. That's at the Space on the Mile. Noel Coward's Red Peppers gives a glimpse into a day in the life of George and Lily Pepper, a husband and wife vaudeville act who are tired of performing the same old song and dance. That looks a real nice spin on a traditional show. I think a really topical one is Hillary's Kitchen. That's just on towards the end of the Fringe, 20th to 25th, and that's at Surgeons Hall, quite late at night, 20 past 10. So Hillary Clinton and other influential women from history sit at her kitchen table in the days following the 2016 presidential election result. Wouldn't it be great to be a fly on that wall? So they're drowning their sorrows in Chardonnay and trying to work out where it all went wrong. So it's a really topical show, bringing a lot of sort of female issues, I guess, to the political table. Banana Boys on just this week. The Space on the Mile, all about sports and sex. Cam and Cal have been best friends since jumping off a cliff at the age of 8. But when sex and hormones infiltrate the boys' football team, the boys' football begins to struggle as they struggle with their sexuality. It's a kind of poetic metaphor there, I think. So food shows are really bringing us some fab ideas to work around with, and it's quite good in some ways to look at the way they've not put free food in, but they've interpreted food in a poetic sense. So it's still kind of making you salivate, perhaps in a different way too. So just an interesting way to look at how you can find a spin for the title of your work to pull in people, get their attention. And certainly there's lots of people getting lots of attention here. It's a really great place to be. So whatever your plans are for the weekend, if you've enjoyed listening, do subscribe, do click like, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.